Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Indiana, the first half was lovely. The second half was atrocious. Indiana continues to be Indiana, despite whoever the coach is. They do not suffer teams that are willing to lose to them easily. They find a way to keep teams in the game. They don't shoot the ball well. They don't allow a team to give up, as Eastern Michigan kind of wanted to. Indiana wins 68-62. Indiana doesn't shoot it well. They were 4 of 23 from beyond the arc. They were 12 of 20 from the line for 60%. Trace Jackson-Davis, 21-14, 3-3. That's a nice night. But my God almighty, what has to happen at Indiana for guys to play 40 minutes against a MAC team? What do you have to do? Farrakhan can't hit the ocean. And somehow in the second half, all of a sudden, he starts to load up, and it's a ball game. What is going on with Indiana basketball? You know, I'm starting to think that it's not the coach at all, it's the players. Go figure. That's kind of an odd sort of thing to think, isn't it? Look, if you're not ready to play 40 minutes, go play someplace else. Go transfer. Go pull an Al Durham. Go pull a Jerome Hunter. Get the hell out of Bloomington and let people who want to play 40 minutes play 40 minutes. I've had it with this crap. I can't believe that every season I think the same thing. Over and over again, like some psychotic lunatic. I put on my shirt, my IU shirt. I sit down. I'm all happy. I think, man, this is going to be fun. Finally, Indiana's going to do something. And in the first half, they do. In the first half, they look really good. They're defending so well. And with such tenacity, Race Thompson looks fantastic. Looks like a guy who's going to play in the NBA. And Tamar Bates looks really good in the first half. Trace Jackson-Davis looked like Trace Jackson-Davis. He still can't shoot free throws. What are you going to do? But he hit a 20-footer. That was nice, kind of a step-in 20-footer. We like that. My God. Can we take good care of the basketball? And please, Xavier Johnson, stop shooting threes. Whatever you do, don't shoot any more threes. I'm all for shooting the ball when you're open. But some guys just shouldn't. And it's one game. It's one game, and it's all going to be okay. Northern Illinois coming up Friday night. Guys should shoot. They're not going to go 4 at 23 every night. Might go 5 at 23. Might go 6 at 23. But they're not going to go 4 of 23 every night. They're going to hit shots. Parker Stewart looked really good in the first half, buried a couple of threes, and then he went away completely. Miller Kopp hit that one shot, but the guy who's supposed to stretch a defense, he didn't play a lot. Trey Galloway, kind of still sort of that clunky, I'm fighting through a lack of athleticism kind of guy, trying to figure out how to play at a higher level, doing what he's supposed to do. 25 wins, bank it. If they played in the American Sun, they wouldn't win 25 games. 25 games, 25 wins. That's crazy. That just doesn't work. That's did he watch? 13 assists, that's not nearly enough. Outscored in the second half, like I said, 43-32. What is Indiana doing? You gotta be able to see basketball as a 40-minute deal. It's not about, look at this. And I am so sick and tired of this. What are you doing? Just shut up and play the damn game. Hey, come on to the student section. What are you doing? Really? I don't understand how in the midst of a game like that, a game that could have gone Eastern Michigan's way, you're worried about crowd noise. And you're thinking, hey, let's go. Hey! What are you doing? Play basketball. And it looks like they play with effort. I don't know what the missing cog is. What is the thing that's not there? There is, again, and it's the first game of the season. So what are we worried about? Nobody's going to look great first game of the season. Nobody. Nobody's going to look like a finely tuned watch. You know, it's just not going to happen at this point. One game, this is why you play against MAC schools, to get the jitters done with, go out, figure out where you're strong, figure out where you're not. But I'm telling you, anybody who's tethered to that basketball program, who feels good about that second half or about winning 68-62 over the team from Ypsilanti, Michigan, is completely psychotic. Northern Illinois, you ought to beat what you got to finish teams. This is what you got to do. You've got to continue to play against the game, not against your opponent. You're not playing the scoreboard. You're playing each possession as though it means the game. And then in the end, who's won more possessions? Count them up and go home, celebrate a victory, or wallow in the sorrow of defeat. I just don't understand what happens. I don't know why. They got off to a terrific start. Really, really nice defense, good communication, everything was good, and then all of a sudden it went to hell in a handcart, and we keep talking about the 81 team as though, yeah, I mean, that was over 40 years ago, for God's sake. They were 7-5 when they started, and then they won a championship. Yay! What are we doing? Here's the thing, and here's what old heads do. And here's why people should listen to the old heads. Because the old heads know that the number of times you get to put on a uniform and tie up those shoes and go play meaningful games, those are finite, all right? And you don't get to redo any of them. You don't get another chance at this. You don't get another chance at what's coming Friday night against Northern Illinois. Old people know this. Young people think it goes on forever until all of a sudden it doesn't, and then they learn it. And we try our best to impart to people of that generation, you know what? You got a real chance every time you're on that floor to do something special and compete. And not compete for your university or any of that happy nonsense, but compete at a high level with guys with whom you're always going to have kind of this brotherhood. You're always going to be able to look each other in the eye and say, you know what? We balled out together, and we figured it out, and we took every possession seriously or not. You get that feeling of brotherhood with those guys, and you're not going to be able to recreate that in any other portion of your life. When it's over, it's over. So take it seriously while you can. And enjoy that moment. Enjoy the brotherhood. Because it's gone when it's gone. And you're not going to have another shot at it. So take it seriously. And so that, anyway, that's what old heads do. Old heads talk like that. You know, hey, you remember when? And nobody is going to look back on tonight and say, remember when? And that's a shame. That's an opportunity lost. Mike Woodson came back to Simon Scott Assembly Hall. He's going to try to lead this team to something that's meaningful. And if the student athletes comply, and if they listen, and if they take seriously the instruction, you know what? They got a chance to do that. I think they've got the talent to do that. Trace Jackson Davis is talented. Thought he played hard tonight most of the time. Race Thompson plays hard all the time. He's got to be a little bit smarter with his fouls. Xavier Johnson, he's got to stop shooting threes. Parker Stewart, I think he's got to shoot more. And Rob Finney's got to shoot more, too. I thought Jordan Geronimo played hard, but he's kind of like a gazelle that sort of needs to be, you know, or a stallion that kind of needs to be roped and broken a little bit. Yeah, Tamar Bates, I thought, looked really good in the first half and then really didn't look like anything in the second. Looked like the game got out ahead of him a little bit. We'll see what happens, but really, really disappointing second half on every level. Eastern Michigan's never any good. They were pretty good in the second half tonight, outscoring Indiana, like I said, 43-32. So we'll talk about it tomorrow morning, but I had to vent to somebody, so I vented here. Team chemistry is a work in progress, absolutely. They got transfers. They got four of them, right? And we didn't even see Michael Durr play. You've got two freshmen. You got some guys who've come back. We didn't see Anthony Leal, but we did see, you know, Jordan Geronimo, some Trey Galloway, Rob Finney, Trace, Race. You know, that core was there. So I know. And stuff happens. I know. You struggle. And so what are you going to do? I just don't think people should overreact one game. Look, it's not one game. Because it's the same crap that's been going on for years. For years. So we do take it a little bit seriously. This looked more like Archie Miller basketball than I thought the second half did than I wanted to believe Indiana was capable of. And I don't want to see that basketball anymore. I want to see guys play like this, not like this. There was a lot of this in the second half. Can't have it, and you got to be able to knock down shots. And if you can't knock down shots, go play tennis. Because if you can't shoot, you can't play, and that's basketball. You got to make free throws. 12 of 20 isn't going to get it done against anybody. 4 of 23 from beyond the arc is not going to get it done against anybody. The only good thing is that they shot 5 more than they averaged last year. Last year, they averaged 18 attempts a game from beyond the arc. Tonight, 23, but they only made 4. What are you doing? You've got to be able to shoot the basketball. Recruit shooters. Work with shooters. Get them in the gym and get the shots to drop, please. Thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Breakfast with Kent, bright and early, probably 7.